1. Proverbs 12 Confessions. I love discipline and instruction, and I love knowledge. I do not hate correction, I appreciate it. If I hated correction, I would be like a brute animal. Proverbs 12.1. I choose to be good and receive grace from God. I reject wicked devices. These bring the condemnation of the Lord. Proverbs 12.2. I put down roots in the Lord that cannot be moved. I reject wicked ways, by which I may never be established in righteousness or truth or anything worthwhile. Proverbs 12.3. My wife will not cause me shame, and be as rottenness in my bones. She is a virtuous woman. Proverbs 12.4. The thoughts of the righteous are right. God has made me righteous in Christ, and is making all my thoughts right. I don't accept the counsels of wicked people, or wicked spirits, they are deceit. Proverbs 12.5. 2. Proverbs 10 Confessions. I do not value ill-gotten treasures. Proverbs 10.2. I will not be lazy and become poor. My diligent hands will bring wealth. Proverbs 10.4. I work when it is time to work. I don't sleep at those times. Proverbs 10.5. I quietly accept commands from those in authority rather than chattering like a fool. Proverbs 10.8. I walk with integrity, this makes me secure. I reject crooked paths. I know that those who take them will be exposed. Proverbs 10.9. I will remember that a chattering fool comes to ruin. Proverbs 10.10. I choose to love and forgive rather than to hate and quarrel. Proverbs 10.12. I am discerning about what I talk about, what I think about, and the things I get involved in. Proverbs 10.13. I collect knowledge. I store it up. I avoid talking about things I don't know or understand. Proverbs 10.14. I choose riches rather than poverty. Proverbs 10.15. I thank God for my wages, which lead to life. I know that the income of the wicked brings them punishment. Proverbs 10.16. I heed discipline. In this way I show the way to life. I don't ignore correction. By doing this I would lead others astray. Proverbs 10.17. I will not hate my enemies. I will not lie about anyone. I know that he who spreads slander is a fool. Proverbs 10.18. I don't talk a lot, it's impossible to talk a lot without sinning. Instead, I hold my tongue even when I'd like to talk from myself. Proverbs 10.19. I value righteous speech, not foolish words from foolish hearts. Proverbs 10.20. I will judge things. Proverbs 10.21. I receive the blessing of the Lord which brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. Proverbs 10.22. I don't find pleasure in evil conduct. I delight in wisdom. Proverbs 10.23. I renounce wickedness which leads to a fear of disaster that overtakes the wicked. Instead, I intensely desire good things, knowing that these desires will be granted. Proverbs 10.24. I know that I will stand firm because I am righteous and in Christ. Proverbs 10.25. I don't send lazy people to do anything. Proverbs 10.26. I fear the Lord. I have a filial fear of offending Him. I hate evil and depart from iniquity. I know the terror of the Lord and His judgments against sin. Proverbs 10.27. Something good is going to happen to me. I just know it and I feel good about it. I'm rejoicing. The wicked, though, aren't going to live as long as they think. Proverbs 10.28. I am safe when I walk in the ways of the Lord. Proverbs 10.29. I will never be uprooted, but the wicked will not remain in the land. Proverbs 10.30. I am to bring forth wisdom from my mouth. I am not to speak perversely, for example, complaining, or making stupid jokes, or gossiping. Proverbs 10.31. 3. Confessions of Psalm 119. God does not let me wander from His commandments. Psalm 119.10. God teaches me His statutes. Psalm 119.12. God deals bountifully with me that I may live and keep His word. Psalm 119.17. God opens my eyes, that I may see wonderful things from His law. Psalm 119.18. God does not hide His commandments from me. Psalm 119.19. God removes from me reproach and contempt as I keep His testimonies. Psalm 119.22. God revives me according to His word. Psalm 119.25. God makes me understand the way of His precepts. Psalm 119.27. God strengthens me according to His word. Psalm 119.28. God removes from me the way of lying and grants me His law graciously. Psalm 119.29. The Lord does not put me to shame. Psalm 119.31. God shall enlarge my heart. Psalm 119.32. The Lord teaches me the way of His statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Psalm 119.33. God gives me understanding, and I shall keep His law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Psalm 119.34. God makes me walk in the path of His commandments, for I delight in it. Psalm 119.35. God inclines my heart to His testimonies, and not to covetousness. Psalm 119.36. God turns away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revives me in His way. Psalm 119.37. God establishes His word to me, for I am devoted to fearing Him. Psalm 119.38. God turns away my reproach, for His judgments are good. Psalm 119.39. God revives me in His righteousness. Psalm 119.40. God lets His mercies come also to me, His salvation according to His word. Psalm 119.41. God does not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in His ordinances. Psalm 119.43. God remembers His word to me, upon which He has caused me to hope. Psalm 119.49. God's word has given me life. Psalm 119.50. God is merciful to me according to His word. Psalm 119.58. God has dealt well with me according to His word. Psalm 119.65. God teaches me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe His commandments. Psalm 119.66. God is good, and does good, and teaches me His statutes. Psalm 119.68. God's hands have made me, and fashioned me, He gives me understanding, that I may learn His commandments. Psalm 119.73. God's merciful kindness is for my comfort, according to His word to me. Psalm 119.76. God's tender mercies come to me, that I may live, for God's law is my delight. Psalm 119.77. God lets the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood. Psalm 119.78. God helps me in persecutions. Psalm 119.86. God revives me according to His loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of His mouth. Psalm 119.88. I am God's and He saves me. Psalm 119.94. God, through His commandments, makes me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Psalm 119.98. God accepts the freewill offerings of my mouth, and teaches me His judgments. Psalm 119.108. God upholds me according to His word, that I may live. And God does not let me be ashamed of my hope. Psalm 119.116. God holds me up, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe His statutes continually. Psalm 119.117. God does not leave me to my oppressors, as I have done justice and righteousness. Psalm 119.121. God is surety for me for good, and does not let the proud oppress me. Psalm 119.122. God deals with me according to His mercy, and teaches me His statutes. Psalm 119.124. God gives me understanding, that I may know His testimonies. Psalm 119.125. God looks upon me and is merciful to me. This is God's custom towards those who love His name. Psalm 119.132. God directs my steps by His word, and lets no iniquity have dominion over me. Psalm 119.133. God redeems me from the oppression of man, that I may keep His precepts. Psalm 119.134. God makes His face shine upon me and teaches me His statutes. Psalm 119.135. God gives me understanding, and I shall live. Psalm 119.144. God hears me when I cry out with my whole heart. Psalm 119.145. God saves me, and I will keep His testimonies. Psalm 119.146. God hears my voice according to His loving kindness, and revives me according to His justice. Psalm 119.149. God considers my affliction, and delivers me, for I do not forget His law. Psalm 119.153. God pleads my cause and redeems me, and revives me according to His word. Psalm 119.143. The Lord revives me according to His judgments. Psalm 119.156. The Lord considers how I love His precepts, and revives me according to His loving kindness. Psalm 119.159. My cry comes before the Lord and He gives me understanding according to His word. Psalm 119.169. God lets my supplications come before Him. He delivers me according to His word. Psalm 119.170. God's hand becomes my help, for I have chosen His precepts. Psalm 119.173. God lets my soul live, and it shall praise Him, and God lets His judgments help me. Psalm 119.175. God seeks me, for I do not forget His commandments. Psalm 119.176. 4. Who God is to me? Who is God to me, and in me? The Lord is my strength. Isaiah 12:2. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my song. Isaiah 12:2. The Lord is my salvation. Isaiah 12:2. Christ Himself is our peace. Ephesians 2:14. God is my exceeding joy. Psalm 43:4. God is the Lord who heals me. Exodus 15:26. The Lord is my rock. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my light. Psalm 27:1. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Titus 2:13. The Lord is our righteousness. Jeremiah 23:6. The Lord is my provider. Genesis 22:14. The Lord is my fortress and my stronghold. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my deliverer. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my shield. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my helper. Hebrews 13:6. The Lord will never leave me, nor forsake me. Hebrews 13:5. The Lord is my banner of victory. Exodus 17:15. 5. Confessions of Thanksgiving and Faith. We thank you, Lord, that we keep your commandments, and so we abide in you, and you, in us, because you have given us of your Spirit. 1 John 4:13. We thank you that we confess that you are the Son of God, God abides in us, and we in God. 1 John 4:15. We thank you, Jesus, that God is love, and since we abide in love, we abide in God, and God, in us. 1 John 4:16. We thank you, Father, that we are in Him, who is true, Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:20. 6. Promises of God about prayer. This is what my faithful Lord who cannot lie has declared to me. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. John 15:7. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Mark 11:24. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Matthew 21:22. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:13, 14. Again I say to you that if two of you agree concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Matthew 18:19. Ask, and it will be given unto you, seek, and you will find, knock, and it will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Matthew 7:7-8. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you, that he will avenge them speedily. Luke 18:7-8. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. 1 John 5:14, 15. 7. Commitment to worship. I shall worship the Lord my God, and Him only shall I serve. Matthew 4:10. I am a true worshipper, and worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. John 4:23. I shall love the Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, and with all my mind, and my neighbor as myself. Luke 10:27. Whether I eat or drink, or whatever I do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. I am of the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. But indeed I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. Philippians 3:8-10. I present my body to God a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service and worship. Romans 12:1. I exalt the Lord my God, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. Psalm 99:9. I serve the Lord with gladness, and come before His presence with singing. Psalm 100:8. Confessions about focus of mind. Mind focus in Christ. And you shall love the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Mark 12:30. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15. Love does not seek its own. 1 Corinthians 13:5. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. 1 Timothy 4:14, 15. 9. Confessions about thought life. I must be slow to anger. I must also be quick to listen and slow to speak. I will be slow to anger. I will be quick to listen. I will be slow to speak. James 1:19. I will not be so foolish as to get annoyed. Proverbs 12:16. It takes great understanding to be slow to anger. I lift up my voice for this understanding. I will not have a hasty temper, so as to exalt folly. Proverbs 14:29, 2:1-4. Anger is a work of the flesh. But I belong to Jesus, and have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Galatians 5:20, 24. I must answer softly, and not speak harshly. Proverbs 15:1. I must be slow to anger and quiet contention. Proverbs 15:18. I must be slow to anger and rule my spirit. Proverbs 16:32. Good sense makes me slow to anger, and it is to my glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs 19:11. I must not provoke God to anger. Proverbs 20:2. I can give gifts in secret to avert anger. Proverbs 21:14. I make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor do I go with a wrathful man. Proverbs 22:24. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but I choose by God's grace to quietly hold it back. Proverbs 29:11. I mustn't hold on to wrath and anger, because it stirs up strife and causes much transgression. Proverbs 29:22. In my anger I am careful not to sin. I do not let the sun go down on my anger. Ephesians 4:26. I put away all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander, with all malice. Ephesians 4:31. I do not provoke my spiritual children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. I put away anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from my mouth. Colossians 3:8. I desire that I should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. 1 Timothy 2:8. I am not afraid of the anger of the unrighteous. Hebrews 11:27. 10. Confessions about anger. I must be slow to anger. I must also be quick to listen and slow to speak. I will be slow to anger. I will be quick to listen. I will be slow to speak. James 1:19. I will not be so foolish as to get annoyed. Proverbs 12:16. It takes great understanding to be slow to anger. I lift up my voice for this understanding. I will not have a hasty temper, so as to exalt folly. Proverbs 14:29-1-4. Anger is a work of the flesh. But I belong to Jesus and have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Galatians 5:20-24. I must answer softly and not speak harshly. Proverbs 15:1. I must be slow to anger and quiet contention. Proverbs 15:18. I must be slow to anger and rule my spirit. Proverbs 16:32. Good sense makes me slow to anger, and it is to my glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs 19:11. I must not provoke God to anger. Proverbs 20:4. I can give gifts in secret to avert anger. Proverbs 21:14. I make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor do I go with a wrathful man. Proverbs 22:24. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but I choose by God's grace to quietly hold it back. Proverbs 29:11. I mustn't hold on to wrath and anger, because it stirs up strife and causes much transgression. Proverbs 29:22. In my anger I am careful not to sin. I do not let the sun go down on my anger. Ephesians 4:26. I put away all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander with all malice. Ephesians 4:31. I do not provoke my spiritual children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. I put away anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from my mouth. Colossians 3:8. I desire that I should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. 1 Timothy 2:8. I am not afraid of the anger of the unrighteous. Hebrews 11:27. 11. Confessions on forgiving others. Father, forgive me my debts, as I forgive my debtors. Matthew 6:12. For if I forgive men their trespasses, my heavenly Father will also forgive me. But if I do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will my Father forgive my trespasses. Matthew 6:14-6:15. If my brother sins against me, I shall forgive him up to 70 times 7 times. Matthew 18:21-18:22. My heavenly Father will deliver me to the torturers until I pay all I owe God, if I from my heart do not forgive my brother his trespasses. Matthew 18:34-18:35. The blood of the new covenant was shed for the remission of sins. Matthew 26:28. When I stand praying, if I have anything against anyone, I forgive him, that my Father in heaven may also forgive me my trespasses. Mark 11:25. If I do not forgive, neither will my Father in heaven forgive my trespasses. Mark 11:26. I judge not, and I shall not be judged. I condemn not, and I shall not be condemned. I forgive, and I will be forgiven. Luke 6:37. Father, forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Luke 11:4. I take heed to myself. If my brother sins against me, I rebuke him, and if he repents, I forgive him. Luke 17.3 And if he sins against me 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to me, saying, I repent, I shall forgive him. Luke 17.4 Jesus, you prayed on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23.34 If I forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. John 20.23 Now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For indeed if I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for the sake of the church in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians 2.10-2.11 I am to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave me. Ephesians 4.32 I bear with one another, and forgive one another, if I have a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave me, so I must forgive. Colossians 3.13 12. Resisting worry, anxiety, frustration. I cast all my anxieties, worries upon the Lord, because He cares for me. 1 Peter 5.7 I have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving I let my requests be made known to God. Philippians 4.6 I do not fret, or worry, or get anxious, because of wicked people. I am not envious of wrongdoers. Psalm 37.1 I am still before the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. I do not get uptight, or worry over the one who prospers through dirty tricks, and dishonest methods. Psalm 37.7 I will hold myself from getting angry about this stuff. I will stop getting really angry with people. I'm not going to worry about it, because this kind of worrying just leads to worse evil. Psalm 37.8 It is vain to rise early, and go to bed late, and work anxiously. God gives me sleep because He loves me. Psalm 127.2 Anxiety in my heart would weigh me down. Instead I will receive and meditate on good words which will make me glad. Proverbs 12.25 I don't fret because of evildoers, and I won't wish harm on the wicked because they are having undeserved benefits. Proverbs 24.19 I am like a tree planted by water. I don't fear when the heat comes. I am not anxious in the year of drought. I don't cease to bear fruit. Jeremiah 17.8 I am not anxious about my natural life, what I shall eat or drink, nor about my body, what I shall wear. I refuse to have an anxious mind. Matthew 6.25 I am not anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Matthew 6.34 I am not going to be anxious when on trial for the Lord. MT 10.19 Mark 13.11 I am not going to be anxious about household problems. Luke 10.41 I am not to be with an anxious, doubtful mind. Luke 12.29 God wants me to free from worldly anxieties. I am concerned only for the affairs of the Lord. I cast all my anxieties worries upon the Lord, because He cares for me. 1 Peter 5.7. I do not fret or worry or get anxious because of wicked people. I am not envious of wrongdoers. Psalm 37.1. I am still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. I do not get uptight or worry over the one who prospers through dirty tricks and dishonest methods. Psalm 37.7. I will hold myself from getting angry about this stuff. I will stop getting really angry with people. I'm not going to worry about it, because this kind of worrying just leads to worse evil. Psalm 37.8. It is vain to rise early and go to bed late and work anxiously. God gives me sleep because He loves me. Psalm 127.2. Anxiety in my heart would weigh me down. Instead, I will receive and meditate on good words which will make me glad. Proverbs 12.25. I don't fret because of evildoers, and I won't wish harm on the wicked because they are having undeserved benefits. Proverbs 24.19. I am like a tree planted by water. I don't fear when the heat comes. I am not anxious in the year of drought. I don't cease to bear fruit. Jeremiah 17.8. I am not anxious about my natural life, what I shall eat or drink, nor about my body, what I shall wear. I refuse to have an anxious mind. Matthew 6.25. I am not anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Matthew 6.34. I am not going to be anxious when on trial for the Lord. MT 10.19 Mark 13.11. I am not going to be anxious about household problems. Luke 10.41. I am not to be with an anxious, doubtful mind. Luke 12.29. God wants me to free from worldly anxieties. I am concerned only for the affairs of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 7.32. The only thing to be concerned for is the welfare of the churches. 2 Cor 11.28 Philippians 2.20, 1 Corinthians 7.32. 13. Confessions on death to sin. I reckon I'm really dead to sin. Romans 6.11. My old nature was crucified with Jesus, so I am dead to myself also. I reckon I'm really alive to God, in Jesus Christ my Lord. Romans 6.11. I do not let sin rule in my mortal body, to obey it in its lusts. Romans 6.12. I do not yield my members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. I rather yield myself to God, and my members as instruments of righteousness to God. Romans 6.12-6.13. Sin shall not lord it over me, for I am not under the law, but under grace. Romans 6.14. I have been set free from sin, and am enslaved to righteousness. Now having been set free from sin, and being enslaved to God, I have my fruit unto sanctification, and the end, everlasting life. Romans 6.18-6.22. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. I give my life to Jesus even for this. Gal 5.24. I have been joined together with the Lord Jesus Christ in the likeness of his death, and so also I shall be joined together with him in his resurrection power and life. I know that my old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be annulled, so that I no longer serve sin. I have died, and have been justified from sin. I died with Christ and I shall also live with him. Romans 6:5-6:8. I always exercise and discipline myself, mortifying my body, deadening my carnal affections, bodily appetites, and worldly desires, endeavoring in all respects to have a clear, unshaken, blameless conscience, void of offense toward God and toward men. Acts 24:16. God directs my steps by his word, and lets no iniquity have dominion over me. Psalm 119:133. 14. Putting off the old man. I have put off the old man with its deeds. Colossians 3:9. I reckon myself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ my Lord. Romans 6:11. I am Christ's and have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Therefore I no longer have desire for any kind of impurity or sinful behavior. Galatians 5:19-24. I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. I have died, and my life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. I have presented, and do present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Romans 12:1.